Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Light in my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. Thank you so much for being here today. The phone lines are already lit up. There's a bunch of people in the chat room. So today we're going to have fun. Although I have fun every week. I hope you guys have fun every week. I know sometimes we get into some really serious and deep topics, but that's part of fun for me because I know it's not only helping my soul expansion, but in more importantly, it's helping your soul expansion and why we're all here on the planet. Today, we are going to do readings, like I promised last week. I love to do readings. And, oftentimes the phone lines are so booked up that I can't always get to everyone. So I'm just going to talk a little tiny bit about astrology today because I do like to touch base on that. And this is really sort of an overview, not so much for the week, but really for the whole next year until November of 2015. So I want you guys to really think about this and how you can apply it in your life, because most of us, I'm sure that if you're listening to me, you've all heard that we are now in the age of Aquarius. And this energy started back in the 60s, you know, with the whole 60s movement and all that, because we were already coming into that energy on an astrological level. Between the age of Pisces and the age of Aquarius, which it is that Pisces is all about the individual. It's all about the masculine. It's all about me, 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 me. And when we look around in our societies, you can see how that was very clear and evident in so many ways. And we wouldn't have had this, industrial evolution if we hadn't had that age of Pisces. But now it's time to kiss that age of Pisces goodbye and to really come into the age of Aquarius and own it. And the age of Aquarius is all about us. It's about partnership. It's about the overall consciousness and well-being of the planet. Not all about me, me, me anymore. And there will be people who will have a very difficult time making this shift, and particularly men who are very focused in the masculine energy. And I'm not saying all men, and I am including women in that, because there are women who are very focused in the masculine energy. And there are also men who are focused in the feminine energy as well. So really think about how you can apply this to your life. You know, all the calls that I get are for love. People want to know, when is that person going to show up in my life? They want to know about money. You know, with relationships and money generally, and career, which career goes with money. And we all want to feel loved in our lives. Even people that have, reclusive tendencies, they really long to be loved and to be touched. So who are you touching in your life? Who are you loving in your life? First and most important is you. I want you to start beginning with you. If you're a person who is very critical of yourself, I want you to take one thing a day. If you are criticizing yourself over something, I would like you to stop when you do that and just recognize that you're doing it. None of us are perfect. This is an earth, you know, we're on the earth. We're in a human body. The human body isn't perfect. But we come with bodies that are perfect for our purpose and what we have come here to accomplish. You know, I've always had a very strong body, very big bones and sturdy. And some people around me, particularly in my family, always thought that I needed to be somebody else and I needed to have a body of someone else. And I recognize now, I've always liked my body. I don't particularly always like the size of it, but I don't know if I want to say that, because I, even though I have more pounds on me now than I would like, I still like myself and I don't beat myself up about it. And that's a huge thing for most of us as women, because we see all these crazy pictures of all this airbrushed stuff with all these models, and none of that stuff is real. So if you're looking at those beauty magazines, put them down, throw them away. Find your own beauty and who you are meant to be in the world. And that's where you shine, no matter what your body looks like. Okay, we're going to talk more about this sort of thing in the next coming weeks. And I have to share with you, I'm so excited. I think I've mentioned before that I am in the Rhys Thomas Energy Institute Healers Program for my Master Healer certification. Not that I need another certification, because I already am a Master Healer, But Reese's trainings are different than any other trainings that I've seen. And I believe his course has a missing piece of what we've all been missing and what we're looking for. And that is called the chakra vows. And we all make vows, and it starts when we're little, and it comes from a wounded place inside of us. And those vows are what hold us back from being the fabulous person we're meant to be. So take a look at his stuff. Look, he's got lots of videos on YouTube, and start learning about that. He also has a book called The Missing Piece, which is, I feel, perfectly in just beautifully titled, because I really believe this work is the missing piece. You know, I've done lots of Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, you name it, I've done it. And, you know, I'm a Reiki master, I'm a shaman. And this is the piece in my own energy work that I really have felt is missing. So I encourage you to do that. So I don't want to spend too much time on that because the phone lines are full. I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. I see some of our regulars there. Thank you so much for being here. I love you all. And we are going to get right to callers here. So let me know when I pick up the line what your name is, where you're calling from, and how I can help you. After you give me your name and where you're calling from, I'd like you to think about this while you're waiting on hold, is tell me a story of something wonderful in your life. And it can be something so simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. My life tends to be crazily and amazingly chaotic. As a huge charismatic leader, I have to have chaos in order for me to be happy. It's just the way it is. And so right now, things going on in my life, I'll share with you as we go on through the show today. It's pretty chaotic at the moment. And I have to say, I am feeling more grounded and centered than I ever have been in my whole life. So I just want to share that with you. So to help you when you're going through the chaotic things in your life and facing big things, you know, as you know, if you've listened to me over the last year or more, I've been through some pretty dramatic things in my life. And I just want you to know that we're here for you. I'm here for you. Join us in the chat room. We have a fabulous group of people in the chat room. And, you know, there's nothing as a group that we cannot help each other and support each other in. So I love you all. I'm feeling all mushy today. So I am going to go to the phone lines. And the first caller is calling from area code 207. And the last four digits are 6298. 207, I think that might be Maine. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Dee, and I'm calling from Maine.
I thought that was a Maine exchange. Hi, did you say Dee?
Hi. Yes.
Hi, how are you today, Dee?
Okay, I'm doing very well.
All right.
And the best thing that happened to me, after trying to get pregnant for 12 years, I finally got pregnant and had my daughter, so that's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations on that. And how old is she now?
She's 14 now.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. What a blessing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's a blessing. I'm sorry, we have a little bit of a lag time, I think, in the line. So I may just pause a little bit because I want to be sure that I'm not speaking over you, because I think there is a little delay.
Okay.
Tell me, how can I help you today?
Do you see me having an opportunity to move someplace that has a better energy, a better area, something more suitable for myself and my daughter?
Ooh. What's your birth date?
August 30th.
Oh, isn't that something? I'm August 31st.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just looking at your timeline and your chart here. It looks like you're over 35.
Yes.
and you've had a lot of struggles where you're at, emotional struggles, financial struggles. That
yeah.
area has really been a really emotionally difficult place for you to live in.
Yes.
And I don't see a lot of support around you either.
No.
So that being said, let me just look and see. I'd love to say I see you moving right away. Unfortunately, yeah. I'm looking into this year. I'm looking into the beginning of next year. I'm looking at your chart and I'm listening to my guides, and they're indicating that there's a lot of stuckness where you're at, not, you know, all in your within your inner self, and also is there somebody that's trying to keep you where you're at, a particular person?
No, not really. I just can't financially afford to move right now.
Okay.
I am waiting on an inheritance to come through that would really help if I could get it.
Okay, because my guides are saying that there's one particular person, which could indicate an inheritance, because that would be through one person. They're saying that that's really holding you there. So that being said, it's looking like it's going to be a while. It's looking like it may happen the end of next year, but it's looking like it's going to probably be at least another year before you're organized and are able to shift out of there. Now, do you know where it is that you want to go?
Well, I would like to leave the state, but I really am not sure where. I can't go back to where I came from. It's just way too expensive now.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the northern states because I don't like the heat.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, what I would like you to do is to start researching other states and towns in those other states where you think you may like to go.
Okay.
Okay. Because the universe,
I thought of one state south. I thought of possibly New Hampshire.
Okay. And is there a particular area in New Hampshire, a town that you're thinking about?
No, I'm looking at a few of them right now.
Okay, so what I'd like you to do while you're waiting for things to iron out is start looking at, you know, and it can be just New Hampshire, or you can look at other states as well. Start looking at other states, areas where you think you may like to live, and start looking at those towns. Look at what those towns have to offer and see if you can tune in with what those towns feel like. Because you're
okay.
All about feeling. You feel emotions very deeply. You feel emotions very deeply, and your surroundings affect you on a very deep emotional level. So I'd like you to really find a place that's good to you, okay? And if you can, you know, take when you have it narrowed down to maybe a couple of places where you think might be, you know, something that's really good for you, I'd like you to try to go visit those places and spend a day or two if you can. Even if you just do a day trip, that's okay. And, you know, I wouldn't have a list of you. I mean, you could have a list of 12, but, you know, of course, that is another financial addition. So if you can narrow it down to a couple of places, you know, go and feel what it feels like being there for the day.
Okay.
And really feel it, okay? So in the meantime, I'd also like you to start clearing up your life, clearing up clutter and things in your life, because I feel like there's things accumulated around you.
Yes, that's from someone else. That's not from me. But
okay.
There is, yes.
Okay, and are you obligated, do you feel obligated some way to hold on to this stuff, or is it a roommate, or what's the situation?
It's my husband's stuff.
Your husband's stuff. Okay. And is your... Okay. And is your husband still with you?
Yes.
Okay. So some husbands don't care when you go through their stuff. That being said, I'm not so sure that's the case with yours. Okay. So you may have to do it jointly, or you may just have to say, you know, hey, honey, I'm going to box up some of this stuff. Is there anything that, you know, you need the right handy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I see a lot of stuff, and it feels, and that energy will hold you right where you're at. So it's really important.
I know. And he's an Aquarius, too, so he might, you know, that's how it is with Aquarians. They like to make chaos out of order, you know.
Well, they also do like to have things tidy often, you know. So does he go through spurts where he'll just, like, all of a sudden clean things up?
Yeah.
That's
true, too.
Yeah, because that's like a typical Aquarian where they'll let things go and then all of a sudden they'll be like, oh, just, and they won't even say anything. They'll just, next thing you know, everything is, you know, all sparkly and organized. And then it goes back to the same chaos. Then it goes back to the same chaos again.
Yeah.
And Virgos, well, Virgos can go either way. Virgos can be very tidy. But Virgos can also swing the opposite way, and it can look like a bomb went off in the room, but if there's a picture crooked on the wall, they have to fix the picture. They'll climb over, they'll climb over the stuff to fix the picture and leave the stuff.
depending
on what else you have in your chart. So, again, it's I'd like you to start preparing, okay, for this event, because it's in the works, but it's going to take some time, okay? So prepare by researching where you'd like to go. I would think that you're probably going to have input from your family. And try to have some fun with it, with them, okay? And then visit a couple of places where you think you might, you know, feel like you might want to go, or you may want to be there, and really feel the energy there, and start cleaning up stuff and start, you know, purging and getting rid of some stuff. If you haven't used it, and for you, you can start with your makeup case. If you haven't used it, if it's more than 6 months old in your makeup case, get rid of it, because it has too much bacteria. If it has too much bacteria on it, so get rid of it. Okay. So I know you say your a lot of stuff is your husband's, but my guys are also pointing me towards some of your stuff, okay? So get honest.
My daughter gets a lot of makeup. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's okay. She's at that age, but you know, it's good to teach her good hygiene. I know makeup is expensive, but anything that you use that's more than 6 months old has got too much bacteria in it and it's not healthy. And, you know, and if you use a lot of makeup, you're going to use up most of whatever your favorites are in 6 months anyway. Especially anything with the eyes, eye makeup, eyelash, if you can sharpen it like an eye pencil, those are okay to keep.
Okay.
Okay. But mascaras, things like that, no, definitely not. A mascara really should be 3 months. But start there.
Yeah.
Start small, start in the bathroom, get rid of things that you don't use. Anything that you personally haven't used or worn, and I'm going to give you 2 years because I usually say 1 year, but my guides are saying 1 year might be too dramatic for you. Anything that you haven't used, anything you haven't used in more than 2 years, make three boxes, get three boxes and go things that I love and I can't let go of. Things that I like, but I might be able to let go of, and then things you know you can get rid of. And start with your closet, and then you can move to other areas of the house. And when you have the box of things that you can get let go of, take that box right away out of the house as soon as you can and disperse of it. Give it away, whatever. Put it on the corner with a free sign. Take it to Goodwill, whatever. So that way you're not tempted to integrate it back into the house.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that sounds like a plan.
Okay, good. I hope that helps. And if you follow these plans and follow the steps, it'll help you mentally until the time comes when you are able to make that leap, okay?
You know, it's funny you say that because we just had a dumpster here for a week and threw out a lot of stuff. There's still a lot more, but we got rid of a lot.
Fantastic. And, you know, if it's something that you feel is, has still use to it. It has, you know, can be repurposed. Repurpose it, because that'll help you feel better about letting it go.
Yes.
And it will still retains its full value, because now somebody else will be able to use whatever that item is and still get the full value out of it. So, and that's often the hardest thing for people to let things go, is because you've paid money for it, you have some kind of attachment to it, and now you're just throwing it away. So it's like you're discarding part of your value. So if there are things that can be repurposed, give them away. Send them to Goodwill or whatever.
Okay.
All right. Well, I wish you the best.
Okay.
And check in, let us know how you're doing.
I definitely will. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right. I love this. And if you're hearing a call and it makes sense to you, know that the message is also for you, because we often, you know, it may overhear a conversation in the grocery store, or something may come on the radio and you go, gee, that sounds like they're talking to me. Pay attention, because spirit will give you messages through other people. So if you have a situation going on in your life where you're thinking about moving, as I am in the middle of that right now, start organizing it and letting go of some stuff. All right, so we're going right to the next caller, and the area code's 313, and the last four digits, 6471. So tell me your name, where you're calling from, and what is wonderful in your life.
Hi, how are you? My name
Good
is Sheree. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. The wonderful thing in my life is my family.
Oh, that's great, Sheree. Thank you so much for calling today.
Taking my phone call.
Oh, you're welcome. My guys are showing me that you have a big family.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But we're not. Yeah, but we, my family is just not connected. So all of us just went our separate ways. It's been like this since my grandmother passed away. But anyway, yes, I just want messages from the other side. I want to keep you along because I know you have other callers, so I want to be considerate.
Okay. Is there anybody particular, Sheree, who you're looking for a message from?
My grandmother, Lele.
Lele, yeah. And did she have white hair when she passed?
No.
Okay, because I have a woman here who has white hair when she passed.
Oh, you're talking about like in the casket?
No, just at that age.
Oh,
you know,
no.
At the older age of passing.
Oh, you're talking about gray hair?
It could be gray. It looks very light.
Oh, no.
Okay. There's no one that had light gray hair or white hair when they passed?
No, other than my grandmother when she had a wig on. Blonde hair, but I don't know about
okay,
white
all
hair.
Right. That could be what I'm seeing then, but it was light blonde. It wasn't like a dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Her.
Okay, great. Because it's very light, and it almost looks like it's white. So it's like almost like a platinum. Okay.
Yeah, my mom made her wig.
Oh, and that's cute. Okay, because she's talking about the hair. Okay. Did she not wear the wig before, you know, when she was still living?
Yes, she did not.
Okay, because she wants to talk about the hair.
Oh, Lord.
You know, which is really funny. She's smiling and she's giggling, and she actually liked it. She thought it was kind of funny.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my little bald head, because that's what she was sick of, her cancer, and she was rubbing her head like nothing was wrong.
yeah. So she actually thinks it's kind of funny and cute, and she's giggling about it, you know. And it almost made her feel like a teenager.
Aww.
Yeah. So, you know, just because, you know, we often, so many of us think, well, you know, because once we pass, that's it. But no, they're there with you. She watched the whole thing, the whole shooting match. She was there with you at the service. She was sitting right next to you, and she was holding your hand in particular because now she's indicating that you were the favorite, okay?
I was.
And so know that she will always be there to hold your hand, and the sweetness that the two of you had together is such a blessing, such a blessing. And, you know, so know that she was there right with you, holding your hand, and that she's going to continue to do that. So, you know, feel free, reach out to her, talk to her. Is she saying you do, you sing?
Do I host? Yeah, sometimes I do. I rap, I sing, I dance sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's saying to me that you sing and she loves to hear your voice. Okay.
Oh.
So sing for grandma, but you had a nickname for her. What was it?
You said, what was her name?
You had a nickname for her. What was it?
Lele.
Lele, yes. Okay. Yeah. And she didn't like the grandma bit. She liked the Lele, you know?
Yeah. She did not like me calling her.
No, she didn't like that.
Because all of her grandkids gave her different names. Like one of her grandkids, she had different names for her. So if I call her one of her other grandkids' names, she get mad at me. You know, all have a particular name for her.
Yeah,
her own little name.
And she loved that because she treated each of you as individuals and had a special relationship with all of you. But yours, she's given me a heart and hurt my hands. She's saying it was especially close to her heart.
Yeah, we did have a close relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anything that you want to share with her while she's here?
Now, does she have anything to say about, I have two things. Me and the guy I'm dealing with, his name is the Michael.
Okay, who has the boy? Is that you or him?
Oh, we have no kids.
No, neither one of you have children.
No.
Okay. Because she wants to talk about a boy.
Oh God.
Okay. That makes sense to you?
I don't know what boy. We don't have is that a sign of me having children soon or?
Well, I'm not sure yet where she's going with that, but she wants to talk about the boy.
Is that him? She might be talking about him.
Okay. Like, how old is he?
He is 21.
Okay. All right. That makes sense because he's still a boy. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And she says he acts crazy.
he got a little temper.
Okay.
But
we've
been together 6 years.
Yeah. So. She's like, he acts crazy. And you know, like, it's like this, the image she's giving me is like this explosion. And, you know, it's like he's all over the place. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying it's a hard relationship for you to maintain. You know, I know it's been 6 years, but you guys were young when you got together. I'm asking her questions and she's got her lips sealed. She doesn't want to input too much. She also says you're a little bit vulnerable, and that's what she's going to say with that. Okay? That being said, because I did the questions that I asked her, she came back and said that you're vulnerable. So I want to be sure that you're safe in this relationship.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah. We've been working on it. Everything's been going good, though.
Okay, good, good. I mean, you know, every individual has potential to be there in their greatness. He's not there, and he doesn't even know who he is or what his greatness is, okay? That being said, I want you to be sure, because I'm seeing a little bit of codependent behavior in the relationship. So I want you to really start learning about codependency and that sort of thing, and start figuring out who you're meant to be in this lifetime and what you're meant to do, okay?
Help healer, help people.
Okay, all right. So that, very much like me, you probably have a body type where you're solid in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we often can get into, especially when we're younger, you know, at your age, we can get into the idea that we have come here to help people, but oftentimes we can make it our life's purpose to help one person and focus on them, and then we fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, does she have anything to say about me getting a new job?
She's saying something about a choo-choo.
A
choo-choo. My medicine woman has a dog named Choo-choo.
What is a choo-choo? Oh, I've never heard of that before. Choo-choo.
Yeah, my medicine woman has a little Pomeranian named Choo-choo, so I don't know if she's talking about a dog or if she's... Because when she said Choo-choo, the little Pomeranian came to mind. Did she have a little dog?
No.
Okay.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, choo-choo, but I don't think it's like a choo-choo train. Or do you live? You don't live near a train station, do you?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
This is like a detective work. You got to feel like, all right, well, what do you want? What are you talking about a choo-choo? Because you're talking about asking about a job. So you're asking about a job. So that's why I'm asking. Okay, do you live near a train station? Because I live relatively close to a train station.
Oh, might be something dealing with that, dear.
What's that?
So that might be something dealing with that, dear.
Okay.
As you're talking, that might be a new upcoming job. I hope so.
Okay. Yes.
Because that sounds like money right there.
Right. And do you customer? Are you into customer service?
Yes.
Yeah, because as a charismatic leader, you really need to be working with people. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, focus in that area and. They want you to either learn some new skills or brush up on your skills. Can you do Microsoft Excel and all those kind of things, Office-y kind of things?
A little, because I'm not into computers like that. No, I do know about that stuff. I'm not into all that.
No, of course not, because you're a charismatic leader, and charismatic leaders want to be leading everybody. They don't want to be sitting in front of a computer. Okay, so but what they're showing me is that your job may involve some work at a computer, so start to get a little bit more acclimated with a computer.
And what would that be upcoming?
It looks like that there's a possibility this fall for something opening up, and I'm not sure if it looks like that maybe something where you're either taking reservations or dealing in customer service satisfaction.
Yeah, I've been
buying
that stuff too.
Okay, because that's where the opportunities are for you. And
I've been applying, but I have not got any phone calls regarding the positions I've been applying for.
Right. It's looking like later, you know, this fall, it looks like there's an opportunity at the end of this month into October, and then again another one around Christmas time. So here's a little tip for everybody out there. When you're applying for a job, you're welcome. When you're applying for jobs, follow up and send a little thank you note.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just send an email, because that makes an impression on people. So do that. That'll really help you.
A good first impression, because not many people do that.
Exactly.
They just say, well, okay, go ahead. Even if you don't get the job, or even if you do, you always have to send that.
Yeah.
And they might, even if they might not hire you, just by you doing that, that might bring them back to you and say, well, you know, dang, this person, they did this, so I definitely want to hire, you know.
Yep, yeah, for sure. Yeah, always a great thing to do. So, you know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So remember, if at any time you're feeling unsafe, I want you to get help and get out, okay? We're not here to fix other people. We're just here to offer our greatness, and what they do with it, you can't control it, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, honey. You're welcome.
You have a good day and a good weekend. Get to your next caller.
Thank you so much. You too.
You're welcome. Okay.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have Mary Lou Who, which is funny because that used to be one of my nicknames at work.
Your name was Mary Lou?
Well, it's not Mary Lou, but one of my bosses called me Mary. Well, he called me Cindy Lou Who. He would say, Mary Lou Who, who's really Cindy Lou Who. So that's kind of funny.
So my question would also be, actually, I always would rather hear whatever spirit wants me to know the most. But if I have to have a topic, it would be work and love.
Okay, that's two topics, and we're short on. I have a full board of calls.
I threw that out in case there's something that comes through stronger for you than the other.
Okay, great. And tell me what it is that's wonderful in your life right now.
I have a gratitude journal, and I've always had one, but I'm remembering to do it.
Oh, that's fabulous. Good for you.
Fantastic. And there's always something you can think up. And that keeps your energy back. It keeps your energy back into alignment.
Yes, absolutely. Because my guides are showing that your energy has been off. It's been out of alignment as of recent. Does that feel right to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, your energy is off. Yeah, your energy is all over the place. It's like I feel like I've put my finger in an electric socket and my internal nervous system is just crazy right now. Okay, so that being said, and it looks like it's been a while since you've had steady work, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what field were you in?
I'm still in it. It's just not moving very well. I'm a freelance photographer.
Okay, so you're underemployed.
I'm underemployed, yeah.
Okay, and what area do you live in?
New Orleans, South.
Okay, so that area was pretty hard hit and still hasn't recovered from Katrina. In many ways it has, but there's a big, you know, there's still a big energy down there that people haven't emotionally recovered. And a lot of people have never financially recovered from that. So what my guides are showing me is, let's see where they're going with this. Okay, they're saying you're not really open to a move. What type of freelance photography do you do? Is it like weddings and things like that?
No, I do people on location.
Okay, because they're showing me is like a street corner with your photography set up for sale.
That would be really hard because the only thing I've photographed is assignment and human interest. Personal work and like of homeless people, which nobody would buy. Nobody would buy pictures of homeless people.
Maybe. Now, okay, because now what my guys are also, they want to comment on that is, have you seen that project? I believe it was an Australian who did the project of women with breast cancer through pictures where they took pictures of women nude. With all their body just the way it is.
Right.
And it's been an amazingly huge success. And it's actually, the show is actually traveling around the world. So, you know.
I've had shows that travel around the world, and I don't make a penny off of it.
Okay. All right.
So I'm trying to figure out how to take what I do and make it more lucrative.
Right. Okay. Have you done a documentary?
I've done several. And I'm in a museum right now. I just need to make money flow.
Okay, because they want to talk about the documentaries. Really, really deep work in these documentaries that you've done. And they're also saying that there will be at least one more, okay? And so that being said, and again, you said you wanted to hear what they had to say, and this is important. I know you want to look at money and making it flow. Okay, so that being said, they're like, you have a very critical eye when it comes to seeing things other people do, and you can narrow into the smallest speck. Do you do micro photography?
No.
Okay, so that might be an area for some reason that you might want to look at. They also want to talk about nature and artwork with nature. And do you teach?
I've taught college before, but that's not on the books right now.
Okay, because they also want to talk about teaching and how you can express your eye through teaching. Now, I'll give you an example. We have at the local high schools where you can teach adult education classes, and you can put whatever you want for the fee on it. Say, for example, I used to teach floral decoration, and, you know, I would charge whatever it was for the materials and then the fee. for the class, and that was a good way for me of getting some fast extra income, and it mm-hmm. wasn't a long term obligation.
Right.
Okay.
I used to do that at Ohio State when I was teaching college there too. I'd do the night classes.
Okay. So, you know, rather than a salary job, because you're like a free spirit, salaries are okay, but you can't stay in one thing for too long. You know, so you have to look outside the box and look at these other areas where you can grab some money in there, okay? And do you do a lot of nature photography?
None.
Okay, because they want you to add that into what you do.
I don't have the lenses for it.
You don't have any lenses that you can do nature photography with?
The lenses that I use cost $1,000 or $2,000 each, and mine are geared towards portraiture. And a lot of the nature photography is done with a much longer lens so that you can be much further away. And in order for me to do it with my lens, I have to be standing on top of it.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. My guides are saying you can use the lenses that you have. It's not that you have to, you know, it doesn't have to be a landscape scene. It can be the work that you already do, but in nature. So get that picture of the butterfly. Get the picture of the bird. Those sort of things, okay?
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. I don't have a market for it.
You may not have a market for it right now, but they want you to expand what you're doing and go into different horizons is what they're saying. And
okay.
do you have a library where you can put photos up?
I have 3 websites.
Yeah, but you know there's millions of websites out there. Do you have a local library where you could have an art show? I know you said you're in galleries already.
I have not approached local galleries, local libraries, because my goal is to get towards museums, more museums. So that's my market. Museums will purchase my stuff, and I've done libraries before. It's not, you don't make sales, and it costs you a lot of money. So my goal is to not put more money into something that doesn't give me money back out.
Right, but my guides have shown me you have dozens and dozens of dozens of photographs. You have things already prepared and framed and ready to be hung up.
I have a show that's matted and pieces of other shows that are matted.
Okay. So is it possible that that would not cost you anything other than hanging them up in the library and, you know, meeting new people, because you don't know where those connections are going to bring you. And I'll tell you, the museum work is great because they'll pay when they have money, but I'm not seeing it as a steady flow of income, and I'm feeling a lot of resistance from you into looking at different ways and different avenues, different focus, and that's okay.
Well,
that's your choice.
The direction that I'm going in is I do a lot of national and international jury shows and jury grants.
Right.
And the way that works is you're getting your work in front of the top art buyers in the country or in the world.
Right.
But the competition is a lot more fierce, and the nature of the beast is that they gotta like what you're doing. You may be the best artist in the world, but if they don't like your topic, they don't like your topic.
Correct. So what I'm saying is, what my guides are showing me is it's so narrow, and you're a knowledgeable achiever where you're really great at focus and at setting goals. What they're saying is it's more important for you to shift a little bit, have a little fun, get out and meet some new people, and go that avenue where you may be able to sell, you know, smaller works instead of just focusing on the museum stuff. And it's totally your choice.
Okay.
It's totally your choice. I mean, you can have satisfaction from both.
Oh, the other thing is the show that is matted, I can't sell the pieces from because the whole show is one set and it can't be replicated. So
that's okay.
Even if I show it, I can't sell it. And I used to be able to, people wanted to make sales, but I tell them, you know, I can sell you a replica, but you can't have this one.
And that's okay. So you,
no,
instead of.
Okay. It wasn't okay because they didn't want the replica.
Okay. So what you say, I have a lot of artist friends who sell, what is it called? Gliases? You know, where they send them out and have them reproduce.
Glick clay,
thank you. I have lots of artist friends who do that. And if you say to people, well, I can't sell you this one right away, that puts up a barrier between them and you, okay? Say, I would love to sell you this piece in a glick clay because I, you know, I'm happy to do that and I'm able to do that. Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
Okay. So get the book, Yvonne Oswald, The Power of Words, and I'd like you to start really focusing on how you're presenting yourself with potential clients. Okay?
Okay.
And that will be really helpful because there's a total energy transference between you and the person you're speaking with. And when you can shift that a little bit, they're much more open to hearing, oh, well, isn't she lovely that she's offering me this, instead of them hearing right away, well, I can't sell you that. Now it's become, you know, now that you've put them up against the wall. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So try that. Get Yvonne Oswald's book, The Power of Words, and just be open to shifting a little bit in what you're doing. And you're going to find that because you put so much stress on yourself, I'd like you to play a little bit more. And rather than saying, well, I can't do that with these lenses, see what you can do with those lenses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be matted. It doesn't have to be, you know, you can just put them, you know, you can mat them and sell, you know, just sell them inexpensively. If you know, rather than trying to go after, they want you to focus on being a little bit more free and being a little more relaxed. And that's going to help shift things in your museum work.
Okay. So, but right. Does it look at all possible that I could get funding from any of these things that I'm throwing out there?
Yes, when you shift your energy. Because you're holding on to it so tightly, you're pushing it away. Do you meditate at all?
Some.
Okay. Well, you might want to think about doing it a little bit more. And, you know, meditation doesn't mean you have to sit an hour on a mat. It means that you can focus on your breathing for 5 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, I do it every day. I just don't do it very long.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be long as it's quality. Okay. But, I mean, you're doing the right things, but the only thing is you have to loosen up and have a little bit more fun. And once you're able to do that, it's going to help shift that energy of the work that you're putting out. And then, yes, the opportunity will come. But not as long as you're holding on to it so tightly. You clench your jaw. The back of my neck is hurting. You know, so you have to. It's important that you learn to relax, and even in your meditation, relax.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hope that helps. And good luck. And I hope that we get to see your work.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Okay, we got to do rapid fire here. I'm so sorry, you guys. You know, it can be difficult, especially with questions like that, because I want to give you as much as I can, and sometimes it's impossible just to throw you right off. All right, so this is area code 360-3396. Tell me your name and how I can help you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. What can I do for you today?
I was wondering if you could tell me if I'll be able to move anytime soon.
Okay. Where do you live now?
I live in a small town that's kind of rural, and I want to move back to the town.
You want to move back?
I live in Washington.
Yeah, because that's what they tell. Yeah, that's funny because they said Washington right away. It looks like. What do you do for work?
I'm on disability, and I get Section 8 housing.
Okay, because they're showing me that there's not a lot going on there, and that's what is your that's what holds you where you're at. Okay, is, and it's not so much the limitation of housing being available. It's more, do you really sort of focus on, or do you have this mind chatter that says, oh, that's not possible?
Yeah.
You can't do that, because that's what my guides are showing me, that, you know, you have to shift the mind thinking. And so when your mind is going, that's not possible, there's no way that can happen, then that's telling the universe that, you know, you don't believe it could ever happen, and that, so it, they won't, it, the universe won't make it available to you. Okay, so I'd like you to give yourself permission to dream a little bit, and know, and even if it doesn't happen, what is the harm in it, right?
I'll be stuck out here. It's way
okay.
out. I can't stand it. I don't want to be here.
Okay. So like the last caller, when I was pointed out to watch what your words are that you're using, because when you say that you're stuck, you will continue to be stuck, okay? So rather than saying, I am stuck out here, you say, well, I am here now, and I would like the opportunity to be able to move into something else, okay? It's not going to happen until you can change your thinking, honey. When you can think of the disability rather than it disabling you, think of it as sort of, in a sense, the freedom to be able to do things that other people who work full-time don't have the opportunity to do, even if that's just self-improvement, okay? So I'd really like you to work on building up your self-esteem. Your self-esteem is so low, honey. And other people have done things to you that have been, you know, what my guys are saying have not been very nice things. And I feel for you with that. I understand. You know, I've been there. You know, I've had the men in my life who have been awful. I've been raped twice. I was held at gunpoint hostage. You know, I've had some pretty tough stuff, okay? So that being said, you can pull this together, and by pulling it together, it's pulling your thinking together. I want you to look at Colette Baron Reed's work, okay? And look for her, it's called The Map, and she talks about the goblin. Okay, and
Godly.
I want you to, the goblin, I want you to start giving that chatter mind, that negative thinking, I want you to give that thinking a face. So when that chatter is going on in your head, I want you to give it a face and then give it a name and do whatever you can do to quiet that goblin, whether it's rockets, make it small, wrap it in a blanket, look at her work, and that's going to help you. That's just a brief explanation of how to do it. So go on her website or look at YouTube, and she has videos where she talks about the goblin and the map work, okay? That'll really help you.
Okay.
When you can shift your thinking, that's when you're going to see the possibilities of you being able to move into something else, okay? You can do it. You can do it. And look for positive people to surround you.
Yeah.
Even if... You know, there's lots of stuff out there. Listen to Hay House Radio, okay? Great way to start, place to start. We're out of time. We only have 20 seconds left. I wish you the best, honey. You're welcome. I'm so sorry, those of you who I didn't get to. I can stay on the air a little bit longer if you want to hold on the line once the show ends. Just know that whatever we talk about will still be recorded, and I have no way of filtering that out, okay? So if you want to stay on the line, please feel free and do that, and then I will be happy to talk to you. All right? 5 seconds left. I love you. Find my website, cynthiafontaine.com. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter. I love you all. Be well, be blessed, have a fantastic week. Thank you for calling in.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all
will feel
that
great.
I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.